Welcome to the Lifestyle, Relationship, and Career Human Design Podcast, where we use human design to help you be on purpose so you can fulfill your potential in all areas of life. I'm Vanessa Naja, and I am so excited to share this incredible system with you. It's always a good idea to have your human design chart when listening. You can get yours for free at vanessanaja.com/free chart. Hey everyone, and welcome to episode 27. Today, I'm going to be talking about something that is really special and super unique about human design. There's no other system out there other than sister sciences or things that have branched off of human design that cover this. And that is the fact that human design goes both over your conscious traits, which is what most systems do, as well as your unconscious aspects, and no other system does this. This is really, really cool because learning and becoming really aware about what's operating beneath the surface makes such a big difference in your life and how you operate through life. Diving a little bit deeper into this, make sure you have your human design chart because you definitely want to look at it as we go over this to see what is conscious and unconscious in your chart. Human design, as you know, if you have a chart, is calculated based on your birth date, birth time, and birth location. This is objective information. It does not change through your entire life. It's always going to be the same. Most other systems are actually very subjective because you have to answer a lot of questions that are, well, they're subjective. They could change based on the day. They could change based on what mood you're in. You have to really look at yourself to see where you fit into a lot of these other systems. And in human design, the answer that creates your chart is completely objective: birth date, time, and location. The conscious aspects of your human design chart, this is what you identify with. This is your personality. These are aspects of you that you know to be true about yourself, and you have conscious access to these parts of you. Human design also creates a calculation for your unconscious design. These are traits, aspects of your design that are below the level of your conscious awareness. And this is very much about your genetic inheritance and how you are designed to move through life. These two parts of you, conscious and unconscious, come together to create who you authentically are. They combine to create your unique human design. They can often be in conflict. And strategy and authority actually helps to bring these two parts of you into alignment so that they can work together, reduce resistance in your life, and help you really be on purpose and fulfill your potential. When we look at a lot of the things that we do for personal development, things like therapy, all of the different modalities that are out there, so many of them try to really uncover the unconscious parts of who we are. Human design shows you this very clearly on your body graph. With time, with awareness, with doing your work, you will become more conscious of these unconscious aspects of you and bring them into alignment. When you look at your human design chart, you're gonna see some things that are colored in red and some things that are colored in black. There's a lot of different kinds of software out there now, and some colors have changed, including my own chart. However, you'll know what the colors are when you look at the human design chart. On the right side of the chart, you're going to see a bunch of numbers. In a traditional chart, those are going to be colored in black. It's like a line of numbers and astrological glyphs that run down the right outside of the chart. And on the left side, you will see the same astrological glyphs, usually with different numbers, and those are going to be red. And again, if you're looking at charts made with different software, whatever the color is on the right side, that's the conscious side, and whatever the color is on the left side, that is the unconscious side. the conscious side, the right side, this is how the planets were configured at the time of your birth. The unconscious red side, remember, this is your genetic inheritance. This is what you don't have conscious aspects or access to and how your body is designed to move through life. This was calculated from approximately 88 degrees prior to you being born. At this point in time, the body is actually viable and could potentially live outside of the mother's. You have everything that you need. You're still going to grow and get bigger, but everything is pretty much there and ready to go. When you combine the two, you get your whole human design chart. There's some really interesting stuff that is super unique to your design that happens with this combination of the red and black, the conscious and the unconscious. So the next few minutes, we're going to go into a little bit of detailed mechanical stuff of your chart. Don't worry, there is not going to be a test on this. You don't need to know or understand this in order to benefit from human design. However, it can give you some deeper insight and help you look at your chart in a new and different way. So if it's too much right now, you can just kind of ignore the next few minutes until I'll let you know when. But just have a listen. And you might also notice if you come back and listen to this episode in the future, it starts to make more sense. And for some of you, it might make sense immediately. So when you look at the right side of the chart, you have all of these numbers and astrological glyphs that are colored in black. And on the left side, same ones, the numbers will probably be different, colored in red. When you look at your chart, you see the geometric shapes, which are the centers. And we just went over this in the last 9 episodes. Some of them are going to be colored in for most people. Some will be colored in, some won't. For some people, if you're a reflector, none of them will be colored in. And for a small percentage of the population, they'll all be colored in. So remember your centers. This is energy that governs different areas of your life. If your centers are colored in, you have consistent access to this energy. You are broadcasting it out to the world. People are picking it up from you. And if it's undefined, you receive this energy from others and you're designed to become very wise about this energy. What determines if a center is defined or not is if it is connected to another center through a channel. As you're looking at your chart, you will see all of the centers are connected by these lines, and these lines are either colored in, they're not colored in, or they might be half colored in. And the colors in them are generally red and black. When you have a channel defined, and a channel is how energy flows between the centers, in BG5, the business application of human design, channels are referred to as strengths. This is something you have consistent access to and something that you really get to work with and put out into the world. If you're a reflector, do not be alarmed. You do not have any channels. You operate very differently from the rest of the population. And actually, the fact that you have so much openness and flexibility is your strength. So it doesn't matter that you don't have any channels defined. Doesn't mean you don't have any strengths. You have plenty. They just operate very differently from the rest of the world. For the 99% of us that are not reflectors, you are going to have at least one channel defined and at least two centers defined that are at the end of that channel. You'll also notice that most people have half channels defined. So the channel between the two centers, one of them might be colored in and the other one might be in white. And that means you have a gate activated or a trait, a certain aspect of your design that is activated. These channels and these gates are going to be colored in either in red, in black, or striped red and black. When a channel is fully black, that means it's conscious. You have conscious awareness to this energy. You probably identify with it. You also have conscious access to the two centers that are defined by that channel. If a channel is red, that means it's unconscious. The two centers at the end of the red channel are unconsciously defined. And I'll put in a little caveat. There's so many different ways that you can be defined. You can have two channels off one center with one conscious, one unconscious, or the way that they're connected. The best way to really get into the details of this is to have a reading with a qualified reader. However, I'm going to do my best to explain it just based at looking at your own chart. Now, you could have a center where half of it is red and half of it is black.
This makes it partially unconscious. A channel, not a center. So the channel is half red. One side of it is red. The other side of it is black. This is going to make it partially unconscious. And actually, the centers are defined unconsciously if the whole channel is not black. And then, of course, we have the mix. You will see either some of the gates are striped red and black. That means you have both conscious and unconscious activations here. And the important thing to know is if you can connect one center to another center and there's black through both of those aspects, even if there's also red there, as long as there's black through both of them, it's conscious. And if there is no black at all in one of them, it's unconscious. This becomes very significant, especially when it relates to your type, like how your type is configured and how your authority is configured. I'm going to use myself as an example because I have a combination of this. I am a manifesting generator. I have a lot of channels that come off of my sacrum. And if you recall, if your sacrum is defined, the sacral center, the second from the bottom, the square second from bottom, you are definitely either a generator or a manifesting generator. That center is going to be connected to another center through a channel. If that channel is black, or there's black aspects all the way through the channel, then you're probably, you're consciously aware of this. You probably identify, once you learn about your type, probably made a lot of sense and you probably really identified with it. If, however, you're only connected through a red channel, then this is a little bit more below the surface and requires actually more awareness. And you may not originally have identified with this part of you. The channel that makes me a manifesting generator for me is red. It's completely red. I have no conscious access to it. I do move through the world as a manifesting generator. And before human design, I was not so aware of that. As I work with my strategy and my authority, and I really focus on my awareness of my sacral response and how my body moves through the world, I have become a lot more aware of this. However, if you had asked me when I first started human design, I would definitely have identified more as a generator than a manifesting generator, just based on how my sacral center is configured. My authority is another really interesting story. So remember, your authority, this is your decision-making strategy. This is how you make the big, important decisions in life. I, like 55% of the population, am emotional authority. So my emotional solar plexus center is defined. And in my personal case, it's connected to my willpower ego center. However, it is defined unconsciously. And that means I actually, in order to really connect with my emotional authority and what emotional clarity feels like for me, it requires a deeper level of awareness than for somebody who has the center defined consciously. And this is fascinating. This is something that really got to me because I, even though I'm emotionally defined, there's been so much in my life where I can't fully identify with what exactly the emotions are that are happening. Like, I don't know, okay, I feel good or I don't feel good. And that's about the level of depth of awareness that I had around it. And with human design, this has been so healing for me, just getting deeper insight into this and how this works and how my emotional authority is configured. And the fact that this is actually a huge area of learning for me. It's very clear when you look at my chart that the things that are configured around my emotional solar plexus, including that it is split off from the rest of my chart, meaning it doesn't connect to any other centers other than my heart ego center, shows so much about my design, my purpose in life, the biggest lessons that I need to learn, where I am most prone to conditioning. And it is so fascinating that you can just look at someone's human design chart, and if you are well trained and you understand what to look for, you can see this right away. I think this is one of the coolest things about human design. It is all spelled out for you in your body graph, and learning and understanding these parts of you gives you so much depth and insight into your design. No other system does this. All the other systems are basically only focused on the conscious aspect of your design. So this is the conscious and the unconscious aspects of human design. And I know there might be a lot of questions about this. It is a little bit more complicated than some of the other things that we have talked about so far. That is okay. Remember the most important part to remember. Follow your strategy and authority, because this will naturally bring you into alignment with who you truly are and walk you through that deconditioning process and help you really connect all parts of yourself. That's it for today. Thank you so much for listening. If you have any questions, feel free to comment and I will do my best to answer them. And I look forward to seeing you next week. And if you really want to dive deep into this, I definitely recommend getting a reading with a qualified reader that can really look into these aspects and help you understand this part of yourself. I would be honored to read for you if that feels aligned, and I will leave a link in the show notes. If you want to dive deeper, I invite you to get a free human design mini reading report at vanessanaja.com/free mini reading, or book a human design reading with me. Links are in the show notes. That's it for today's episode. I know your time is important, and I'm so grateful you chose to spend it with me. It would mean the world to me if you engage with the episode by liking, subscribing, commenting, and letting me know any questions you have or what else you'd like to learn about. And the absolute best compliment is if you share with someone you think will benefit. It really helps me spread the message. Love and blessings to you.